This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
We've all heard that phrase, you are what you eat. But does that age-old saying apply to what we drink as well? A revelation that shouldn't be all that hard to swallow after this. If you have a thirst for wine knowledge, be it trivia or the latest trends, there's a website that's overflowing with content that we've created just for you. It's GrapeEncounters.com, where you'll find literally hundreds upon hundreds of stories and interviews covering almost every topic imaginable. From the world's most colorful and renowned winemakers to unforgettable wine adventures, there's something for every wine lover at GrapeEncounters.com. Go ahead, log on, uncork, pour, swirl, and sip. So just what does the wine we favor say about us? There's an organization called French Wines with Style who commissioned a study to find out. What they concluded is that it may be possible to make certain generalizations about wine drinkers based upon their wine preference. For instance, the study concluded that red wine drinkers are wealthier, more likely to have a degree, are happier, and prefer to be married. As for white wine lovers, they were found to be more practical home lovers who are content with their position in life. White wine drinkers tend to be more relaxed and happy-go-lucky. Now, rosé drinkers are the social networkers of the world, visiting sites such as Facebook multiple times every day. And the study also concluded that 50% of rosé drinkers leave school by the age of 18. More than half of all red drinkers reported that they had graduated from a university, while 43% of white wine drinkers said that they had an advanced degree. The study offered several additional conclusions, but the way I see it, the smartest wine drinkers drink what they like and ignore studies altogether. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.